From a place hidden deep within Las Vegas, on the 44th floor of the legendary Korean Taco Plant, situated discreetly next to dumpster number 3, a man is on a mission. A mission to bring music and comedy to the world. A mission to introduce the people behind the greatest acts in Las Vegas. A mission to bring you the news like you've never heard it before. A mission to be crazy! It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with your host, Crazy Jay! Along with the mind-blowing talent of his co-host, Paul the Spaz Spiraza, they bring you special guests, live music, crazy news, and I can't get behind that, along with God only knows what else they'll come up with. And now, here's your host, Crazy Jay!
This is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are here at the Palms Lounge inside the Palms Casino, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up, Spaz.
Hey, what's up, man? This is a good time. We have what's the event that's going on tonight?
This is called Acoustic Asylum, put together by Rick Durarte, who was on the show last week, and some amazing bands coming in tonight. Frankie Marino is going to be here.
Yeah.
Bonnie Mazzell is going to be here with her band. You've only seen her do the dueling pianos.
I've only seen her do the piano stuff. Yeah, but, yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing what she does with her full band. That's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah. So
we have a lot of great things going on. There are a lot of drink specials going on tonight. And, I mean, Rebecca's going to be out here. And then
they must have known we were coming because they put us by the bar.
Fantastic. And even Mrs. Spaz is going to be out here tonight probably.
That's a rare sight.
That's a rare sight. I got to bring the lady out here to watch some of the cool bands that are here in Las Vegas. And this is a great event because it's really just introducing a lot of these new artists to come out here into Las Vegas so they can get more work.
Yes, and lately on the Rockin' Comedy Show, we have been spotlighting a lot of those local guys. So we're going to introduce you to some new ones tonight for sure. Elephant's Doorstep is here, and they're supposed to be amazing. I've never seen them. I've never heard them, but I've heard nothing but good things about them. So that should be awesome.
Yes. So throughout the night, you're going to be hearing a lot of interviews with a lot of these cool new local bands that you'll probably be seeing the next time you come here to Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And of course, here at the Rockin' Comedy Show, we have a lot going on. Because after this, we get on Show Bus of the Stars.
Yeah, it's your birthday tomorrow, dude.
It is the birthday tomorrow.
It's the birthday bus.
Don't remind me.
The birthday bus. Fantastic.
So that's going to be fun. And then, of course, this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, the 3rd annual Celebrity Charity Go-Kart Race. We've been talking about it. We've been posting it on Facebook. We've been tweeting it. It's huge, ladies and gentlemen.
It's going to be humongous.
We've got raffle. We've got a raffle with amazing prizes. I mean, some awesome stuff. And this is the first time ever that I haven't had to do it all myself.
honestly, I got to give a shout out to Rebecca. She has been the champion at getting all these people here.
It's ridiculous. She's been awesome. Her and I working together. A little combative here and there, but
it's like working with your brothers and sisters that you really don't like, but you really love.
Yeah, I love Rebecca. I love everything she does, and it's nice to finally be able to have people on a team that actually want to make it a success and actually show up to the event.
and we all will be there.
I'm personally excited. I think this one's going to be amazing. We've got some incredible bands coming out to play at the go-kart race. We got Loophole.
Loophole's actually coming.
Loophole's coming.
They're revolutionary.
The revolution. We've got Pubble and Drought.
Pubble and Drought's showing up. Because they never actually show up to when they have to perform at the studio. But hopefully we can get them there at the event.
Yeah, the last time they were scheduled, apparently Frank got into a very serious car accident.
Well, good. That is a good excuse. That's a good excuse not to be on our show.
Hopefully he's better now. And also the Roxy Gunn Project's going to be out there.
Wait, is Seth Turner coming out?
Seth Turner is, he will be racing, but will not be performing.
He can actually fit in a go-kart.
I can. Seth can.
Seth, come on. You're like 5'9", and Seth is like 6'3".
Still can fit in it.
He can still fit in that coke.
6'8" is the cutoff.
I bet it goes very slow.
Probably. But you might, him and I should race separately.
Yeah, you guys should race. You know, you guys should race each other. Because you're short
exactly.
and wide, and
nobody
he's tall.
Else, just us.
You and Seth.
Yeah.
You know, me in a go-kart, I'm built for speed.
Right.
You know, it's like finding a jockey on a horse, you know? I'm built for speed.
Well, that's going to be awesome. And so, like I said, Roxy Gunn Project's going to be out. And then we have, of course, performances by Ross Wilkinson, who is from the Third Degree. He's going to perform. And a lot of single performances coming out. Ryan White Maloney.
Ryan White Maloney, the name you can never remember.
No, the name you remember just can't pronounce.
Yeah.
So he'll be out. I mean, it's going to be fun. And then, of course, the raffle and some of the celebrities coming out.
Yeah, and honestly, if you get there between 3 and 5 o'clock, there's the go-kart, the car wash.
The car wash.
Cadwallader Middle School is going to be hosting a car wash to help. So while you're going to race, you pay your $25 to go race, you're going to get your car washed while you're there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time, and then half of that goes to arts and education. And
I think I'll just pay him double not to wash mine.
You keep the mystique on your car.
Yeah.
That's why everybody asks
yeah.
you for it.
It's nostalgia. But yeah, the car wash is going to be awesome. We have Las Vegas cheesesteaks coming out.
And do we also have Rib Crib coming out, right?
They will be doing some stuff for the celebrities, yes.
Excellent. So, I mean, it's going to be a good time.
So we're here at the Palms, ladies and gentlemen, and it's an awesome showroom, and we're going to have a great time tonight, and we're going to take a break. And we'll be back with more of the Rockin' Comedy Show right after this.
I wanna hold 'em like they do in Texas, please. Fold 'em, let 'em hit me, baby. Stay with me. Luck and intuition, play the cards with spades to start. And after she's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on her heart. Oh, 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 oh. I'll get her hot, show what I got. Oh, 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 oh. I'll get her hot, show what I got.
attention, race fans. Are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip. Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more details.
Hey, this is Crazy Jay from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm here with...
It's Mark Curry, and this is real deal stuff coming from the basement.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Mm-hmm. Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz, and I fly home. Yeah. Oh, this is good.
That's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah, gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there. So check out ZipFizz.com for where it's sold.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are not on the 44th floor. We are at the Acoustic Asylum, which is the
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Inside the Palms. Rick Durarte is here.
What's happening?
We just had you on last week. Now, look, it's a double dose.
I know. I had to have you guys out. See, you invited me to your house. I had to invite you to mine.
it's only right. Rock, very exciting, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed it.
A little smoothness.
So what can we expect tonight? Give us the
tonight
lineup.
We have an incredible showcase. This is a Gibson showcase, which means all the instruments that you see on the stage are all provided by Gibson Guitars, which is our very, very generous sponsor. Pat Genovese is our local artist relations, entertainment relations pro, and we have a great relationship. And he's sponsoring the event, and so they bring all the acoustic guitars, basses, and we've got a Slingerland drum kit up there, and we have some incredible artists for you tonight.
I do have to say, I've never been to any free event like this in Vegas.
I'll tell you what.
Shoot.
Yeah, we aim to basically over-deliver in the value department. I mean, we want people to be able to come and see a really, really awesome showcase of original music. At the same time, see a great brand of guitar in action, hear what that sounds like. We want people to want to buy those guitars and want to buy the CDs from the artists that play here. And we have some singer-songwriters that are going to open up the night for us. We have four great bands. He's headlining the act, yeah.
We have Bonnie Mazzell.
She'll be on. And we have Laura Warshower from L.A. She's a Gibson artist. She'll be on here as well.
I think that was her when I walked in to get ready.
Yeah. She's phenomenal.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's great, great voice. And she's actually friends with Prince William and Kate Middleton.
Nice.
Yeah, they went to school together, you know. So there's, you know, it's a little known fact of Laura Warshower. She's got a new album coming out. They just added one of her singles to a couple big radio stations. So you should actually starting, you know, this is all about emerging artists. And so you're about to be able to get to see her for free here and hear her on the radio coming up.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great event.
Yep.
We're celebrating my birthday, too, so I need to get my drink
Happy
on.
Happy birthday to you. I'm bringing you a beer, dude. I guarantee you. And you're sitting right behind, right next to the bar here.
I said they must have known the Rockin' Comedy Show was coming.
Totally.
Because they're like, no, you're set up at the bar.
That's right. I wanted to make sure you had great, easy access.
We don't even
access.
Have to get up. We just...
No, yeah, you just whistle.
But this is awesome. I can't wait for it to get started and find out what's going on.
Oh, well, you know, enjoy the show. And for those of you out there in the land of the internet, support the Palms Lounge. You know, this is a place, great place to see all kinds of music and all kinds of events throughout the week. You know, I encourage people log on to the website, check out what's going on a regular basis. We have an Emerge Showcase, which is all electric. Next Tuesday, and we have some great bands on that too. So come see us then.
Check it out.
That's palms.com. You don't want to miss that.
Yep. All
and
right.
You can like me, Rick Duarte, on Facebook, and I'll keep
we'll
you.
We'll think about liking
in,
you, Rick. We'll think about it.
You don't have to like me personally. Just like me on Facebook. And I'll get you guys all the information you need to know about Emergent Acoustic Asylum in general. So
cool, man.
Cool.
And we'll be back after this.
Cheers.
I moved up.
Dr. Langley recently with a plain and simple dream. Wanna infiltrate some third world place and topple their regime. Those men in black with their mansions and faces, where everything's on a need-to-know basis. Agents got that swagger, everyone's so cloak and dagger. I'm feeling nervous, but I'm really kinda wishing for an undercover mission. That's when the red alert came on the radio, and I put my earpiece on. Got my dark sunglasses on, and I had my weapon drawn. So I get my handcuffs, my cyanide pills, my classified dossier. Coming the phones like, yeah. Shredding the files like, yeah. I memorized all the enemy spies, I gotta neutralize today. Party in the CIA. Yeah, it's a party in the CIA. I've done a couple of crazy things that have almost gotten me dismissed. Like terminate some head of state who wasn't even on my list. Burn that microfilm, buddy, will you? I tell you why, but then I'd have to kill you. You need a quickie confession, we'll start a waterboarding session. No hurry on the South American dictator, I'll assassinate him later. That's when he walked right in my laser sights, and my silencer was on. And my silencer was on. And another target's gone. Yeah, we got our black ops all over the world, from Kazakhstan to Bombay. Paying the bribes like, yeah. Plugging the leaks like, yeah. Interrogating the scum of the earth, we'll break them by the break of day. It's a party in the CIA. Yeah, it's a party in the CIA. Need a country to stabilize. Stabilize. Look no further, we're your guy. We're your guy. We've got snazzy suits and ties. Suits and ties. And a better.
More chance to keep you satisfied, satisfied.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy J with you. We are here in the lounge during the Acoustic Asylum show. We just finished with our first performer. I got to ask you, though, how do you say your last name?
Pugly Nawan. I know. It's weird.
All right. What nationality are you?
Filipino.
Okay.
I was right.
I win the raffle.
What?
I said I'm right. I win the raffle.
Yay!
How long have you been performing?
Since I was 4. But I started writing songs when I was 14. And so, I don't know. I never thought I'd be singing and songwriting. I was more of like Christina Aguilera wannabe for a really long time. And then I decided to do this, so...
And are you a Las Vegas local?
Yes. Well, I was born in Hawaii, but I moved here when I was 6, so...
So you're a local now. You have
pretty much, yes.
That's awesome. And besides the Acoustic Asylum, where can people go and find you? Where can they check you out?
On Facebook, if you just look up Chastity, or myspace.com/chastitymusic1.
What are your inspirations? Like, who are your musical influences?
Well, I like Rilo Kiley, Michelle Branch, Abbott Brothers.
Anybody here on stage you like tonight that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to everyone. I'm more of a fan than a performer. It's all kind of new for me, the singing, songwriting thing. So I'm looking forward to all of it. It's cool.
What do you think of all this? It's pretty cool, the cameras and...
It's nerve-wracking. I felt like I was going to vomit before I went on stage. I had 2 nuts and berries, so that could have contributed to it since I'm 87 pounds. But
well, for not ever seeing you before, you were pretty awesome.
Thank you very much.
So, look for her on Facebook. Again, we'll give you that information at the end of the show. She's pretty awesome. And check her out whenever she is performing here in Las Vegas.
Do you have another venue set up? Do you have another venue lined up after this?
No, I'm recording right now. My first album, so...
Nice. All originals. Do you do covers?
Yeah. Starting the 21st, I'm going to be here Thursday, Fridays in the lounge doing cover songs.
Oh, very cool. So. Awesome. Well, we want to thank you for stopping by the booth here and
You're welcome.
Introducing
you.
Yourself to us.
Thank
we'll
you.
Have to have you on in our studio and then come in and perform for
sure,
us.
Sure, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Awesome. Whoa, samezies.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Crazy J.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime! And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get 3 races for $25! How much? I said $25! Oh my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing, you gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more details.
Hey, this is Crazy J from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm here with...
It's Mark Curry, and this is real deal stuff coming from the basement.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Mm-hmm. Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz, and I fly home. Yeah. Oh, this is good.
That's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah, gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there. So check out ZipFizz.com for where it's sold.
It's Crazy J.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy J with you. We are here at the Acoustic Asylum, which is in the lounge of the Palms Hotel and Casino. Nice crowd. Awesome drink specials. Seriously, if you guys are locals or you're in town and you happen to be here on a Tuesday night, got to come check out the lounge with... this show, it's amazing, and we're getting introduced to a lot of amazing bands here on the show today. And we've got some more interviews coming up. Bonnie Mizell's still going to be taking the stage with her full band. And as you know, Bonnie is definitely no stranger to the Rockin' Comedy Show. And just want to point out again that coming up this weekend, we have the Celebrity Charity Go-Kart Race. And we're all very, very, very excited about it. But make sure you visit us on Twitter at Rockin' Comedy. You can also find Rebecca on Twitter at Scrubbecca. And our fan page on Facebook is Rockin' Comedy Show. So check us out. Find us. We're trying to build up our listening audience on Facebook and Twitter and stuff. So just check it out. We are having a good time. And we're going to take a break. And we've got more of this awesome show right after this.
Tell me what you got, tell me what you got.
is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are here still at the lounge in the Palms. What an awesome show. A lot of great people here.
Amazing show. How much fun is this? We're still partying. What time is it?
I think it's 4 a.m.
5 a.m.
Let's make it sound good.
Oh, my gosh.
It's 6 a.m. But one of the other great performers that performed tonight's right here with us. Her name is Lori Warshaw. Is that pronounced correctly?
Very close. It's Laura Warshaw.
I'll edit it in post.
Kind of like
all about post.
Like war and shower.
War shower.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. You're a natural.
I'm a natural.
Is that Aryan?
Don't you have some place to be?
Yes, I do.
Bye.
He's not on the show much, and then when he is, we kick him off. But how long have you actually been performing?
Been, you know, performing forever. Literally, you know, I'd get up in the middle of the night in my crib and sing at the top of my lungs songs like Mary Had a Little Lamb and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Charge for that? Is there a cover charge?
My parents would stand outside.
Y'all can't get in, yo.
My grandfather would sleep over our house, and he'd be like, "So, what's it going to be tonight, Laura?" You know,
that sounds sketchy. Don't tell that story.
Oops, I just did.
Sorry.
What stays in
Vegas? No, I mean, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Even if your grandpa did it to you.
Exactly.
Sorry. So you were born in Vegas?
Born in New Jersey.
Okay.
Jersey.
Made my debut at 5, front of the whole school.
But she's classy, has all her teeth, and doesn't have orange face or bad hair.
How do you know these are real?
Means that you don't
the
look like
everything.
Oh, yeah, she means that you don't look like that.
The face,
snooky.
The, you know.
We don't say the S word on the show.
Right. I'm sorry.
She that does. Was a slap to his face.
Yeah.
My fellow Jersey girl.
Oh, we love Jersey girls. We just don't like that.
Yeah, we don't like that Jersey girl.
We like this. Whatever you got going on, we totally support this 110%.
Wow, I appreciate that.
When I got here tonight to set up and you were doing your sound check, it was pretty awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, I mean, what are your inspirations? Like, who are your musical favorites?
Coming from New Jersey, I definitely love Bruce Springsteen. Love him as a storyteller, and also the way he rocks stadiums with the E Street Band. Just an amazing live performer.
In the tight pants. I love your tight pants. They're good. They look pretty good, too.
I love, you know, magnetic performers like Bono. I love the songs. Again, the stories. I love artists like Patti Smith, Stevie Nicks.
Good ones. Because I honestly, when I saw you, I was like, oh, pretty chick, dressed amazing. And then all of a sudden, wham, your voice came out of nowhere.
Oh,
you must get that
you.
A lot.
I definitely have always been, you know, called the little girl with the big voice.
Big.
So I appreciate that. And I love the Killers. Killers were actually label mates on Island Def Jam, and
nice.
We got to connect with them, and they helped to connect me with some musicians that I made some of my records with.
So you're on a label right now? You're on
Currently, I'm happily independent by choice.
Absolutely.
We Jersey girls pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and keep it moving.
Hello,
and
who needs anything when you got iTunes?
iTunes, worldwide distribution, right there.
Hello.
I think it's all about, you know, building your own buzz, getting your music out there, and I appreciate you helping me do that tonight.
Yeah, we got
I mean, absolutely. And you perform all over town, but do you have a Facebook, Twitter? Do you tweet?
I tweet constantly. My Twitter is twitter.com/LauraWMusic. My website is laurawmusic.com, and Facebook fan page is facebook.com/LauraWMusic.
And she's available on iTunes. So if they go to your website, that's where they'll find out where you're playing.
Absolutely. Go to my website. I'm going to be in Los Angeles at the Hotel Cafe in San Diego at this place called Lestat's.
So where do you live right now?
Los Angeles.
Okay, we're in L.A.
I live on the west side in the
what's
Beverly
the
Hills
address?
Area.
What's the
if your stalkers want to know exactly where to find you, what's your favorite hangout? Actually, you know what would be fun that we haven't done with any artists is that right now, if you could just belt out a couple things a cappella, it would just really make my hairs on my arms stand up.
Yeah, no problem. Give you a little bit of my single called Wishing Well, which is on radio right now. Look into my eyes. Don't be afraid of what you'll find there. You're scared. I am too. Let's go for a drive to the riverbed at the end of the road, where I'll stare off into the distance Just one lover's kiss might be enough to break this spell that I fell under when I first saw you there. Is this love I'm feeling or just a big mistake? Is this love I'm dealing with or just another day? I'm falling down, 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 down the wishing well.
Nice.
Falling down, down, down the wishing well. That's today.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
You know what? I bet you 110 million people that are on the freaking radio today could not do that at all. So guess what? I'm so opposed to radio.
This is where she goes, suck it. Anyway, I want to thank you for being
amazing.
Here today. It was awesome.
Thank you so much for entertaining us.
Definitely. Awesome. Anytime. It was great to be here. Thanks
for
having me.
On Facebook and iTunes. And
yes.
The Pink Chariot mixtape.
1,000 business cards. That's right. 1,000 business cards for $1.
For how much?
$1. 1,000 business cards for $1.
Where's that at?
Identity, branding, graphic design, web design, flyers, posters, photography, vehicle wraps, banners, and more.
Located in Las Vegas.
Call us at 361-0032.
Located near 215 and South Rainbow, near the Best Buy Shopping Center.
Don't forget to call us. 361-0032.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday, Saturday, Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime! And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing, you gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more details.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Again, we are here at the lounge inside the Palms.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. It's part of the Acoustic Asylum. They're getting ready to set up for Bonnie Mazzell. And if you...
we love her.
If you've been listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, then Bonnie Mazzell is definitely no stranger to this show. Normally, she's doing the dueling pianos. It's a rare treat when we get to see her perform with her whole band. But Rebecca's here.
I'm so here, wrecking it all up.
She's been here a while, but she's just been running around.
Definitely running around, talking to all the bands, and loving this venue. Oh, my gosh. This is a beautiful venue.
That's awesome. They got a camera shoot going on and a lot of amazing bands.
There's a lot of, like, booths. How often do you get to sit in a booth and see a gorgeous band?
Yeah. Again, thanking Rick Durarte for having us out. That was freaking amazing. And coming up tomorrow is the birthday show, which is awesome.
That's going to be so much fun. I'm
partying
scared about
on the
how
show
drunk
bus.
We're
but
get.
Rebecca, because we love you, it's time for you to interview a lot of men.
Oh, lucky me. Here comes our first client.
I'm going to turn the mic over to this guy, and he can sit next to you and stare at your tits.
Oh, hello. Hey, hi.
Good evening. Good evening.
I'm Rebecca. I'm from the Rockin' Comedy Show.
I'm Tyler.
Tyler, what band are you from?
I am from Elephant Doorstep.
You guys are fantastic.
Really? You can hear us? You can hear the bongos, the congas?
Yes.
I didn't screw up?
No, you would never screw up.
I'm joking. You can never screw up when you play the congas.
This is Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca, Rockin' Comedy Show.
What up? How you doing, Rebecca?
I'm super awesome now that you guys are here.
Cool.
I love all the necklaces.
Thank you. It's my roommate.
Your roommate makes those?
I know. Well, no, she doesn't make them, but she, because I just put on the white V-neck and the pants.
I feel underdressed now with my shorts and my t-shirt.
She gives me all my accessories.
Well, you know what? Everybody needs a designer.
Right?
To put you through. Because you know what? At the end of the day, rock is all about the look.
Exactly. No. I've had people turn away, and then when I started wearing the necklaces, they were like, you guys are actually pretty good.
No, just screw the music. Let's
your music
see the
wasn't half bad, but the necklace is 100%. Yes.
Fashionable and lovely.
And lovely. Thank you.
Elephant doorstep. Thank you very much.
So tell us what is most important about your sound.
Oh, I think like a big thing for us is that, you know, you see like a typical rock band. I won't say typical rock band, but most people have two guitars, drums, and bass. And for us, we wanted more beat, you know. And
I so love beat because right? I'm a house girl. I love house music.
Yeah. And me and Brennan, the guitar and the bass, are very active players. So adding the conga and the tambourine on top of the drums.
I was either going to play congas or bongos, or
all
I was going to play backup
guitarist. All you guys need is castanets. You know, you guys will be
That's
set.
Exactly what we need. Dude. We're looking for a real good spoon player. So if you know any spoon players out there.
Spoon off the knees.
We need a spoon
I have bad
player.
Knees, so I can't just...
We only know of beatbox players.
We'll take them
That's
too,
best.
Man.
Yes. Why not? Why not? Right? You know, it's experimental.
So tell us
music.
More about your sound. Like, what do you think that makes your band special? The elephants, huh?
We're all about being groovy. We're all about making people smile, making people dance and laugh and,
so where
and
do
sing
you,
along
where
with
do you
their
take
music.
Your most, like, influent? What's your most biggest influence? Personally.
I would have to say that most of the influences are the songs. It's weird because my grandfather actually told me we're kind of, he's like, you're a folk player. And I was like, folk's just kind of boring and whatever. He's like, you're
a
storyteller.
Well, that's just a name.
Right. And that's kind of what all the songs are about. Is all the songs are like a definite story from our lives or something. So that's kind of what we draw from.
I hate when folk is boring. Thank God you guys
right.
Take it to another level.
Seriously. I'm with you.
We want to tell a story, but at the same time, rock your asses off with awesome music and just have fun. That's all we want to do is just have fun and make people smile and dance and sing along.
One thing I put on my Facebook page, I know this sounds retarded, but I said, you know, no one remembers the night that they got good rest. And I think everybody on their bucket list should be the night that they stayed up dancing all night long with friends.
Yep, exactly.
And I think you guys are the type of band that could do that.
Awesome. Yeah, that's exactly right.
What about our charity?
Oh, my gosh, our charity event. Oh, gosh, you got to come. On Saturday, we are raising money for Clark County Middle School's music program because that's
awesome.
The first thing
that's
that goes.
Awesome.
The arts, which actually is the most important thing in schools. But, of course, we're going to cut that first because, you know what, there aren't any textbooks for the, you know, music program.
Yes.
We can't make any money off that. So let's cut that first. Anyways, on Saturday, we are doing a celebrity go-kart race. We're going to have celebrities from the Strip come down and race any local that wants to come out.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I was so good at Mario Kart. I should dominate.
And he'll take you with a
go-kart,
man.
Take me on.
I will take you down.
And you know what's so good about it is it's these are gas-powered go-karts. Not like some other places. Guess what? When you crash, they can't stop you. You know, so if the electric go-kart races, they can actually stop you and shut you down. Here, the doors are wide open. You can race as fast as you want, as long as you want. Very dangerous. We suggest you stay safe.
What time is that?
It's going to be 3 to midnight. Well, actually, the student car wash is 3 to 5.
Okay.
So the races are 5 to midnight. Races are 3 for $25. Normally, one race is $25. We're doing 3 for $25. 50% goes back to our charity.
Perfect.
That sounds
like
too much fun.
We're also going to be having a raffle with live bands, food, TC Rib Crib, Vegas cheesesteaks. It's going to be there for food.
Food.
And then we're also going to have a raffle with free bottle service at Nikki Beach. Method Motivation is going to be giving out, you know, training programs. We got Sin City Comedy giving away stuff. We've got so much stuff.
This sounds like too much fun. We're probably going to
Anthony Cools is giving up. He's going to be there. He is our winner every year because he wins no matter what he does.
The current track record is 24.8 seconds.
Around. And how long is
That's one lap. 24.8 seconds.
Seconds,
and it is owned by
You can't even microwave a Hot Pocket.
That sounds like a challenge.
That record is Anthony Cools.
He owned that place, too. He owns everything else in Lounge.
Perfect. Well, we got to go.
Yeah, you have to go.
Yes, we're going
to
be there.
Because it's going to be food, fun, friends, music,
I
comedy.
I love all of those things so much.
Yeah, guy with the aviators, you can leave.
Well, I hear piano in the background.
I wish people would stop wearing aviator glasses. I just think they're gone. They're out.
Yeah, Top Gun was like, what, 1986?
Exactly. Go away. See another pair of aviator glasses, I'll stab myself.
Maverick!
We're sick of that, man.
I'll stab myself in the face with a spork. A a dirty spark from
Winnie. That would be fun to see. You might want to add that to the go-kart. No, I don't want to see
that. There'd be an eye stabbing, and also the showbot is going to be there.
Let's tell you, Sunset Thomas, legendary porn star Sunset Thomas, she'll be there to race.
I will take her.
She's a big supporter of the Rocket Comedy Show.
You don't even know, man. It's a challenge. You can hear me
here on Rock Comedy Radio. Tyler Horman's going to challenge Sunset Thomas.
I bet if you win, she'll put that big black dildo up your ass.
Oh, you don't even know. You don't even know. The last go-kart race, you don't even want to know what happened. You don't even want to know.
It was an Asian dildo.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they made them in Asia.
They do, because I lost last time, and I found out the hard way.
Wow.
Not really. That was
the hard way.
My friend.
Dun, dun. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming, and come again on Saturday.
Well, Leo, thanks for having us.
We'll be there. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Love
thank
the necklaces.
Thank you.
I don't have a necklace, but I'm working.
Oh, but you're sweaty as hell.
I'm sweaty as hell. That's what happens.
I'm glad you are.
Can anyone really prepare me? Are you ready for the surreal life? It's fantastic. Everyone's made of plastic. And there's people walking around with the head in the clouds. I try to keep my feet on the ground, but it's so hard when I don't want to fly. Just to find the right catch. Oh, but I'm worried. I shouldn't be hurt, cause there's people walking around with their head in the clouds. I try to keep my feet on the ground, but it's so hard when I wanna fly. Tombstone. I didn't know. to me. You wanna leave it all behind. Baby, come back to me when you're tired of playing games. And loving ain't the same.
And comedy show. We are here for the Acoustic Asylum show.
Oh,
and Bonnie Mazzell just finished.
Gee,
you've never seen her.
No, am I stupid?
She is. I've always said on this show she's
like,
absolutely
great,
amazing.
But I mean,
no, I've said she's amazing.
I know,
I've never
but
said
you've.
Great.
I mean, but everybody has. I mean, she's gorgeous. So how do I'm supposed to relate that you're a guy? I don't know if you really.
I meant amazing as a musician, not just her looks.
I mean, she's gorgeous, and she is a good singer, but she plays the piano like
nobody's business.
I
want to
see her go up against Billy Joel, because guess what? She will shut his ass down.
She can play some serious Billy Joel at the piano bar.
Guess what? Next, Billy Joel, guess what? Step down, because you've been shut down.
Yeah, she is absolutely amazing. And Spaz has gone back to get her.
I don't even know how people like, I don't even want to say this because we're the Rock and Comedy Show. We deal with rock. We deal with comedy. We deal with, you know, grassroots, bloodletting. Well, how the fuck are people like Taylor Swift even doing business when there's people like Bonnie Mazzell out there?
I don't know. I have no idea.
The fact that I even know who Taylor Swift is pisses me the fuck off. In fact, I can't get behind me knowing who the fuck Taylor Swift is. I'm going to go to the bathroom and slit my own fucking wrist.
Well, Bonnie Mazzell will be at the celebrity go-kart race on Saturday.
Yes, she will.
She weighs just as much as Spaz, if not less.
Oh, my God. She weighs more than Spaz.
We're going to have to make sure she's really strapped down so she doesn't fly out.
Oh, my gosh. She is gorgeous, you guys. So yeah. If you get to this Rock and Comedy show, get her autograph.
She loves the
Rock
and Comedy show. She has been on the show. She loves it. And we have a lot of fun with her. And that's why she does songs like The Baddest Motherfucker in the LV.
Yeah, in the LV. And hello, this girl is bad because she's A, from Alabama, which means she has talent, she's gorgeous, she's thin, and she knows how to kick people's ass.
Yeah, she was amazing.
I don't even know how to explain it.
And before, like I said, on last week's show, I was planning on coming here anyway.
And then
we got invited to come out, so.
She is a beautiful human being inside and out in her band. And she just was on a cruise ship for 7 months, did you say?
Yeah.
And she met her lead guitarist, and now they're making beautiful music together.
Yeah.
I hate her. I love you, Bonnie, but I hate you. You are beautiful, you're thin, you make great music, and then you meet your lover on a tour cruise. I mean, do we all want to slit our wrists now? Or just me?
I do. Cause,
you know, I want you to.
I don't think Bonnie Mazzell should ever, ever announce that she has a boyfriend.
No, she is perfect in every way.
She's absolutely perfect.
She's got a great personality because I met her backstage and I was like, oh, cute girl, great outfit, bitch, great heels. And then she did what she just did and she cussed. Oh, my God. I'm in love with her. I have a girl crush.
I do want to point out that they do this once a month, this acoustic asylum.
Rick
Durarte is amazing for putting this together. And
if you guys don't know, this is in the Playboy Comedy Club, which is at the Palm. So as soon as you walk through the front door, on your right, there's that awesome little club that has booths. Like, I'm talking about full-on booths.
Look at this.
Uh-oh. Bonnie Mazzell on her way over. Come on, girl. You truck it on over.
We'll have to share this one.
We are going
to
totally share with the Bonnie Mazzell.
Hello, Bonnie.
Why, hello there, scrumptious.
Welcome back to the
and
show.
And delicious.
Oh, malicious.
And the snaz spaz.
She's malicious. She's malicious.
I've been up in this conversation too long, and I want to hear spazzes because he a musician and stuff. So I'm going to let him do some interviewing.
Uh-oh. Wait, back that ass up.
I don't know where she's going.
She's scooching through.
Back that ass up.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it's like a truck. Doo-doo.
So you've had the pleasure of meeting our train wreck known as Rebecca.
Oh, train wreck. She's more like a train stopper.
Delicious,
malicious. She stops in the tracks.
You know how she got that name, don't you?
She's the caboose.
From Mad Mike.
Mad Mike, really?
Mad Mike said she's a train wreck to work with.
Oh, no.
But guess who shows up for work and doesn't?
Guess who shows up for work and doesn't?
Well, he missed
guess
out.
Guess who shows up for work and who doesn't? That would be Mad Mike. He don't show up.
Well, he's probably referring to the best part of the train, the caboose.
Possibly.
Caboose. Yeah.
Please nice. Don't.
That's a big one.
Please don't encourage that behavior.
And don't forget, she looks way better than Mad Mike.
Oh.
You know, we needed, honestly, the rockin' comedy show needed a little bit of estrogen. So the female side, it always evens the playing field, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's a good balance, I have to say.
We always thought that Mike would be really, really cute when he got his braces off. Not so much.
I bet he looks great in drag.
Dude,
he looks phenomenal in drag.
Night. This is classic.
Well, actually, you know, we always wanted the female point of view, and Spaz could only sing like a girl, but he couldn't actually.
Depends on what size pants he's wearing.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff tonight with the new songs and.
Thank you.
And you're on break now from the cruise ships. You're going back. Is that
yes,
the life?
I'm working on the cruise ship with Joel, who played guitar on my show tonight. We're together, and we're working on a show. It's very fun. It's on the cruise ships right now, but we want to bring it to Vegas eventually. It's called Bonnie and What's His Face.
Bonnie, what's his face?
Oh,
yeah, well, I'm sorry, but all the ladies in our show would like to know how you guys met. Tell us.
Well, we actually met 7 years ago.
He was at the end of the ship, and he was standing out there with his arms out, and he said, "I'm the king of the world,"
and he won his ticket in a card game. No, really.
Yeah, how did you guys meet?
7 years ago, I moved up from Alabama to Portland, Oregon, and he just happened to be working in the dueling piano bar where I learned how to do dueling pianos, which brought me to Vegas. But I was only there for a year, and for that short time, we only got to work with each other a handful of times. And at the time, neither of us were available, but we knew there was a connection. We stayed in touch over the years, and last year, he reached out to me and asked me if I wanted a little bit of Joel Mason in his life, and I said, hell yeah! And that's where it began and ended.
So he
invited you on the cruise, you didn't meet on the cruise.
No, we did not meet on the cruise. He's been on the cruise ships for 10 years now, doing the best, and I'm not kidding you, he has been heralded as the best Elton John tribute performer.
Well, he'll have
in
to come
world.
On the show to prove it.
He's good.
I
He's great.
Dare you.
You guys,
in fact, you should look
you
up his website.
Wait, whoa, what?
Whoa!
But tell us, who is this man first?
Go look up Elton Joel, EltonJoel.com, and you can find out.
Yeah, I'm the one on this
awesome,
platform.
So you got
shoes.
Another superstar.
Yeah, up in
That's
here.
Right.
Up in here. Gonorrhea.
But you guys have, I mean, now that you're a duo, you guys actually have a lot of projects that are coming up.
Yes,
that,
we do.
That's a little bit, you were saying, a little bit more avant-garde.
Yep.
A little bit, and a little bit more eclectic. Yeah. I'd love to hear about, honestly, a little bit of what it's about. Just, okay. give us a taste.
Okay, a couple of things we're doing is we're producing a concept album for Abraham Hicks, which is going to be fun.
Yes,
right?
Very much fun.
We're producing a comedy music show, concert-style show. Called Bonnie What's His Face. It's the show's produced around Bonnie, and the What's His Face character is sort of a shadow in the dark, although he's very integral for the
yes.
show. So he'll be doing all the musical saxophone and guitar and drums and vocoder and some sort of eclectic stuff and some visuals like some Cirque du Soleil style silk performances and sort of the very very yeah. visual.
And you're What's
show.
His Face.
I'm What's right. His Face, but no one's supposed
no
to
one
know.
No one really knows who What's His Face is.
It's sort of like Blue Man Group. He's all in black, but you see no definition of his face. It's
oh,
covered
that's
up too.
Fantastic. I mean, honestly, and because
oh, and the most important part, squirrels.
Yes, all we have squirrels
show.
All in our show.
Squirrels.
Because that everybody needs squirrels.
Yes.
And midgets
it's
in
nutty.
The show. Squirrels and midgets. We all need
the
them
The best
all.
Part is when our main character, Squirrel, on screen, busts out with some rap. He goes, I like big nuts and I cannot lie.
He was the squirrels can't deny.
I can't wait to see this.
It'd be hilarious.
Oh, seriously, it is so unique and original.
It
and it's
sounds
so
original.
Silly.
It sounds like a breath of fresh air to me because
yes.
coming from a very
Thank
more
you.
Theatrical realm, I'd love to see some more of that kind of stuff. And you guys are piano bar guys, so you
right.
really know how to engage the audience, break the fourth wall down.
And drink.
And let me tell you.
And drink.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, I know you haven't seen Joel perform. I mean, he accompanied me tonight, but he contributed to my show as an entertainer. He is one of the best entertainers I know when it comes to working a crowd. So I can't
wow.
wait for you guys to see him
oh
one day.
God,
it's
I
true.
Love you so much.
Okay, stop
God.
Kissing on the microphone.
Oh my God. That's how my dog looks.
Yeah.
His wiener. I love
Gosh,
it.
Did we have Frankie Moreno using that after this? Well, then it should be actually, he'll be used to it then at this point.
Put a little STD on that.
This
mic
does smell funny.
Yeah, Frankie did use it.
Damn it. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on out. And but where can people find you? Where can the people find you on the net?
Well, you know what? Just look up BonnieMizell.com.
M-I-Z-E-L-L.
BonnieMizell.com. I put my schedule and
where are
my
you
schedule
on Facebook?
With Joel on
you
there.
On Facebook, girl?
I am on Facebook.
You's on the Twitters?
Not on the Twitters. I haven't
you
quite
You got some bad Twitters, girl.
But she's got a couple of nice Twitters if you look
Woo!
Cool for her.
Hey!
Oh!
I got
Fantastic.
Two of them. What's up?
That's
Sometimes
good.
Three.
That's better than having three.
Oh, Twitters are the jitters or the itchers.
And they ain't no quitters.
All right. But and they can also find you at Bonnie Mizell at Facebook as well.
Right, right.
But you better get on Twitter tomorrow, girl.
My calendar is better to find me on BonnieMizell.com.
BonnieMizell.com.
Because I have my calendar updated. So
we are your biggest fans. I swear, you've been on this show about five or six times that I've been here, or two or three times that I've been here.
I fell in love with you tonight.
Oh, stop it.
And you know, we are your biggest fan. We wish you both the best. Please keep in touch with us.
See you Saturday.
Yes, I am coming out Saturday to
amazing.
Support.
And I hope you'd love to drink Zip Fizz.
Zip Fizz. Oh, I've had Zip Fizz before. Actually, up in Portland. That's funny.
Yeah. Actually, Crazy J, we're coming to your the car thing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hell
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Gonna,
yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm very
Lots
happy. Thank you, guys.
On. Yeah.
Thank you for the support.
Thank you.
Ow!
It's Crazy J.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are here at the lounge at the Palms Hotel and Casino having some fun, some great band. And it's awesome. Rick Durarte just giving us a shout out. And this is, of course, the start of the birthday week, the birthday show. Tomorrow we're on Show Bus of the Stars. And then, of course, Saturday we have the go-kart race, the celebrity go-kart race. And I want to give a big shout out to Rick Durarte once again for putting on this show. It's awesome. The show is awesome. And just spotlighting and showcasing some amazing artists here today.
It's our pleasure to be here.
Make sure you check them out on Facebook at Acoustic Asylum to find out when they're going to be back here at the Palms. So, good stuff. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got more happening. Later. We'll be back.
Can't read a my polka face.
She's got the love nobody.
Can't read mine, oh, he can't read a my polka face.
She's got the love nobody.
Pa 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 polka face, pa pa polka face. Pa 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 polka face, pa pa polka face.
Hey!
Womanizer, woman, womanizer, you're a womanizer. Oh, womanizer, oh, you're a womanizer, baby. You are. You are. Womanizer, womanizer, womanizer.
Womanizer.
Boy, don't try to front. I know just what you are. Boy, don't try to front. I know just what you are. You say I'm crazy. I've got your crazy. You're nothing but a womanizer. You spin my head right round when you go down, when you go down, down.
You spin my head
right round when you go down, when you go down.
Hey!
Day and night. The lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night.
Day and night.
The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. It's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now. And I was like, baby, baby, baby. Baby, 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 I thought you'd always be mine. So what? I'm still a rock star. I've got my rock moves, and I don't need you. And guess what? I'm having more fun. And now that we're done, I'm gonna show you tonight. I'm alright, I'm just fine. And you're a tool. So what? I am a rock star. I've got my rock moves, and I don't want you tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it.
I hope my boyfriend don't mind it.
It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. I liked it. And I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Cause everything is never as it seems. Blame it on the goose, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the throne, got you in the zone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the vodka, blame it on the Henny. Blame it on the blue cat, got you feeling dizzy. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Shouties like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. Stuck on replay. Stuck on replay. 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 Ay-ay-ay-ay. Baby, are you down, 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 down? Baby, are you down? I'm only gonna break, break your, break your heart. I'm only gonna break your, break your heart. I'm only gonna break your, break your heart. I'm only gonna break your heart.
Hey!
polka face, polka face.
Polka face, polka face.
Oh no, you can't read my polka face. Talk about my polka face. Polka face.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God. Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You got to be there.
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockincomedyshow.com for more details.
Hey, Jace, where are we off to?
We're off to a place that's perfect for both of us, Mike.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
Whiskey Dick's.
Oh, hell no.
No, seriously, Whiskey Dick's. They've got great food, awesome drinks, live entertainment.
What about karaoke?
Oh, they've got that, too. Plus, they've got the screen so we can watch the best big games in town.
Oh my God, you're right. This place looks pretty amazing.
Amazing? This place is freaking awesome. You should have your man card revoked, Doria. Come check out Whiskey Dick's. It's one of the hottest hot spots in Las Vegas. Come check it out. It's located on 2750 East Craig Road. We'll see you there.
Hey, this is Crazy Jay from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm here with...
It's Mark Curry, and this is real deal stuff coming from the basement.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz and I fly home. Yeah. Oh, this is good.
That's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah, gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there. So check out ZipFizz.com for where it's sold.
It's Crazy Jay.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy Jay. Find us on Facebook, rockincomedyshow.com. We're also available on Twitter, which is Rockin' Comedy. My personal Twitter page is CrazyJ27. You can also find Rebecca at Scrubbecca. Spaz doesn't like to tweet. But you can also visit us on Facebook. Most importantly, if you want to find out any of our contact information, just go to our website, www.rockincomedyshow.com. Having a great time here at the lounge inside the Palms Hotel and Casino. This place is absolutely amazing. Great sound, great stage, and I don't think there's an empty seat. And we're getting ready for Frankie Marino to come up on stage and perform. And this guy's unbelievable. We've been trying like hell over the last 2-3 years to get Frankie on the show, but he plays all over, and it's very hard to get. So even if we get him for 5 minutes on the show today, that's going to be awesome. So what do you say? Let's take a break. Let's play something funny, and we'll be back after this.
What is wrong with me? I just can't believe how every girl I meet won't go out with me. My lines are right on cue. I sport a sweet ass do, but every time they walk right through me. Won't you give me a try instead of a goodbye? I'll take you for a ride. My car is pretty fly. Don't deny me until you try me. Come along with me to my double bed. And she said, you have a fucked up mind. You must think that I'm blind. Get out of my face or I'll call the police. Every time I fall, I just get my gut bent, try it all over again. And I know, even though I'm not real hard, I can't always win. I can't see that you're no help. I'll do it by myself. I Vaseline. Make sure my hand is clean. You know what I mean. I'll make the ball man cry. I need to satisfy. Cause all alone is really getting boring. Charge my cell phone. Splash on cheap cologne. Let it be known. I'm going to her home. I'll give her one more shot. To show her what I got. Does she want it or not? Then she says to me again. You have a fucked up mind. You must think that I'm blind. Get out of my face or I'll call the police. Every time I fall, I just get back up and try it all over again. And I know, even though I'm not real hard, I can't always win. I can't see that you're no help. I'll do it by myself. Every time I fall, I just get back up and try it all over again. And I know, even though I'm not real hard, I can always win. I can't see that you're no help. I'll do it by myself. Added insult to injury. The day your truck ran into me. Broken bones will slowly mend, but this heart won't love again. Though you say it was an accident, I know exactly just what you meant. You were leaving me for good. The day I landed on your hood. 100 hallmarks, one of the dread marks of a heart that's black and blue. I got some cards from friends and family, and those funny ones from you. They all say we're thinking of you. Get well soon. The one from Hawaii in June. You're having one hell of a honeymoon. I'm glad you found true love at last. But hurry home and send my body cast. Doctors stand around and shake their heads. No one knows if I'm getting out of bed. And after open heart surgery, they recommend a quick lobotomy. 100 hallmarks, won't feel the dread marks on a heart that's black and blue. I got some cards from friends and family, and those funny ones from you. They all say we're thinking of you. Well, soon. A dozen daisies and red balloons, a bunch of lame ass cat cartoons. Now I'm running out of room for all these get well soons. 100 hallmarks, one hill of dread marks on a heart that's black and blue. I got some cards from friends and family, and those funny ones from you. They all say we're thinking of you, and just how much you miss me too. Get well soon. Get well soon. Get well soon.
Okay, let's see what's on the menu today.
Yes.
He sits up in his lonely little bedroom, wondering if his girlfriends are online. Turns on his computer and gets ready, cause he's about to cyber sex all night. His mom has no clue of what he's doing. Locks the door and lowers all the lights. Online and she sounds horny. She's probably young, but she will do just fine. He types, hello baby, tell me, are you ready for some fun? Laugh out loud, I love it when you role play as a nun. Should we cam or should we not play our luck? Really
doesn't matter because he just wants to log into his favorite online chat room. Find some naughty girls who say they're bi. Ask for them to email him some pictures. And hope that that's a part of your whole guy. Instant message each other for hours. With his free hand, he types dirty things. He downloads a sexy song from iTunes. Then wipes a little plasma off his screen. And he types, hello, baby, tell me, are you ready for some fun? Laugh out loud, I love it when you role play as a nun. Should we care to care or should we not play our luck? Really doesn't matter because he just wants to. Some fun. Laugh out loud, I love it when you role play as a nun. Should we care the cam or should we not play our luck? It really doesn't matter because he just wants to.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are finishing up here at the Acoustic Asylum and just finished up with Frankie Marino. Spaz, Rebecca, and myself have been working this thing all night. And right now we got a very special guest coming on to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Very special guest. Very funny, very talented guy. Gordy Brown is here on the mic.
No, I mean, Gordy Brown is the premier, I would say, impressionist here in Las Vegas. You're not going to get any better than Gordy Brown here in Las Vegas. He's over there. He has a full-time gig. Let me stop and pause and take for pictures. For God's sakes. Because that's what it's all about. Getting pictures here with the local celebrities here in Las Vegas. Fantastic.
Wait, one arm around both of them.
One arm around both of them. Here we go. Yeah. Fantastic. Gordy Brown is probably one of the most talented individuals that I know here in Las Vegas. He has... Your show is tight. It's seasoned. Were you just on tour with Celine Dion?
I guess that was about a year ago. A year and 3 months ago.
You know, and Gordy Brown came in. He was actually there at the same time I was at the V Theater.
How about that?
Craziness. You guys actually did. I did the 8:30 slot, and then he did the 10:30 slot.
That's right. We had a lot of fun.
It's good time.
Actually, I was there to just keep fresh.
Yeah, you and me both.
It was a lot of fun being over there, and my friend David Sachs was able to find a spot for me. And
granted, you know, he misses you. I love David Sachs. David Sachs is a great guy.
He's a brother to me.
Yeah. He's a brother to you, and honestly, he gets out there and he promotes some of the best talent here in Las Vegas.
He cares about the talent around Las Vegas, absolutely. Like his mother did, Bonnie Sachs.
Yeah. She was definitely a veteran and an inspiration to David Sachs. She used to do her own show, a magician?
That was a daughter that she produced, as well as David produced, Melinda, the first lady of magic.
Right.
And David Sachs had a dad, Dick Sachs, and who was always his dad, but his dad passed. But his dad was an amazing musician who used to work with so many greats, including himself, and he was the head of it all. So I remember him.
Honestly, getting back to you though. Of course.
Go.
Why not? You know, it's your time.
I love Las Vegas,
Vegas has been good to you, brother. Vegas has been really good to you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy to have been here at a time that, you know, I got to meet and I got to see Gordy Brown's show.
Oh, you're
phenomenal.
So kind.
It's phenomenal.
Coming back because I never stopped changing it.
Yeah, you know, fantastic. Yeah. That's what it's all about. He keeps it fresh, keeps it new. But, you know, it is great to see you're back at the Golden Nugget, which has pretty much been a great home for you.
Yeah, they treat me so well. They always said, the owner said to me, What does it take to keep you off the strip? I said, make me feel like I don't miss the strip.
Absolutely
right.
And
he is answering the call, and I really respect him. His name is Tillman Fertitta.
That's fantastic. And honestly, to see you out here supporting local artists like Bonnie Mazzell, Frankie Marino, fantastic. It's awesome.
Her name's Laura, and she's pretty phenomenal. The opening act.
Chastity was the opening act.
Oh, I missed Chastity. I apologize.
But then we had Laura was in there as well. Yeah. Bonnie Mazzell and then Frankie Marino.
Oh, I missed Bonnie as well.
Yeah, Bonnie was Bonnie. And Bonnie's been a veteran in this Vegas market as well.
I missed her. I apologize.
We'll edit it in post. Just say she was phenomenal.
Bonnie was phenomenal, by the
fantastic.
Way.
Fantastic. That's what post is for. That post is for.
Pro Tools.
And that's why technology exists. But to honestly, seeing you out here supporting the local artists.
I got a text from Frankie. He told me he was at the Palms 11. This was yesterday. I said, you know what? I'm home. I was in Monterey doing a show. And I said, I'm flying home. I can't wait to see you. This will be something. He said that would be different. And it doesn't matter. Being different, and it was different, but the best of Frankie is always the best of Frankie, no matter what he does.
You used to see him back at the Nugget when he was doing the Rush.
All the time.
I still go see him.
Every time that he's there, I go see him, yeah.
Yeah, and as you know, he's a piano virtuoso. And to see him do the acoustic set, it was definitely a change of pace.
And with the cello in there, it was amazing. And the saxophone, amazing. So it just adds a different dimension. You know, usually he has three horn sections.
Sure.
Well, here he's done something different. And Frankie played acoustic all night. He was fantastic. The guy is a superstar, and Sony knows it. That's why he signed with Sony. And he's well on his way.
I can't wait to see him there. But once again, Gordy Brown, thank you very much for coming on the Rock
guys,
and Comedy
thank you
Show.
For having me on, and you're always welcome at my show.
I promise you, you need to come to our next celebrity go-kart race because you'd be a madman.
I got a risk injury, and I can't. You know, I got to make my show. So
because if you're out of the show, then the show's down.
You can just come and sign autographs.
Yeah, come and sign autographs.
I will always do that. How fast do go-karts go?
Oh, these go about 40 miles per hour.
Well,
there
you go. I can't injure
That's good. We're looking out for you.
Just come out and like do impersonation.
You know what? It's all about it's all about the support that you can give. So I can go there and pretend I have a sore leg.
Yeah, absolutely, and sit there and look good.
For the cause and the fans, because I love the cause. Every cause that you do to raise money for a notable and everyone is a notable charity. Any charity is an important.
This is going to arts and education. This next go-kart.
True deal. That's an amazing thing. And God bless you for doing that.
Well, that's what we try absolutely. To get out. There and help as much as we can. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Gordy Brown, for coming on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
And not my first time on. I'll be back on. It is my first time on and not my last.
Thank you, brother.
So edit that other part out. I love you guys.
Hey, Jace, where are we off to?
We're off to a place that's perfect for both of us, Mike.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
Whiskey Dicks.
Oh, hell no.
No, seriously, Whiskey Dicks. They've got great food, awesome drinks, live entertainment.
What about karaoke?
Oh, they've got that, too. Plus, they've got the screen so we can watch the best big games in town.
My God, you're right. This place looks pretty amazing.
Amazing? This place is freaking awesome. You should have your man car revoked, Doria. Come check out Whiskey Dicks. It's one of the hottest hot spots in Las Vegas. Come check it out. It's located on 2750 East Craig Road. We'll see you there.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more details.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
So there we were. And there I was with the great Frankie Marino. here at the lounge at the Palms.
And here we are now.
It's been such a long time, my friend.
I know, man.
You know, but...
What happened? Where's the love?
I don't know. You don't call, you don't write, you're too busy.
Yeah, I'm a busy boy.
Yeah, you're busy. You have 50 million things going on. But I'm glad to have caught up with you at this point.
Me too. Good to see you.
You know, I saw Frankie back about four years ago when I was still at – when you were at the Gold Rush. Golden Nugget. And honestly, he's one of the most talented performers. If you haven't seen this guy, you really have to check him out. Oh, and Tony's here too. Great. Say hi, Tony.
Hello.
That's Tony. That's Frankie Marino's very talented brother that stays utterly silent through most of the show and most of his interviews as well.
He writes the music in, with me, and he that's about all he does.
That's good. And he looks good, and no one else can rock those glasses like you do, Tony.
He wears the hell out of a fleece.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure when Old Navy came out with their fleece selection, you were the first one to jump on it. Fantastic.
Tony brought the trend back.
You know, at least he's trying still.
Yeah.
You know, it's not quite back yet, but you'll wear it back
the pastels,
in style.
The pastel is not really working, but the, you know.
It's okay.
It's
you know, I could have seen you with a smiley face tie this time, but it's okay. You're just sporting the regular yellow one. I understand. You're trying to be a little bit more reserved.
We got a Sharpie. We can fix it.
No, that's good. That's good. That's why we have him here. That's why we have him here. It's a good. It's always good times. But Frankie Moreno, out here, you have a lot of great things going on now, pal.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's and for me, it's great to see you. I mean, I've been doing this radio show now for about a year, and to
awesome.
See you, yeah, for to see you
thanks
out there.
Thanks for having me on a year ago.
Yeah, you know, we tried. Trust me, we tried. Don't.
No, I'll bring
up the archives. I'll be like, you know, Frankie Marino, that asshole. He never freaking signed off for it.
I've been in and out of the country and living here and in New York and all over the place. So.
And it was for me tonight, because we're going to be showing excerpts of tonight's show.
Yeah, yeah.
Excerpts of tonight's show. I mean, you're mainly a pianist.
A piano player.
Piano player, right. A piano player. And to get out here and see you do a set that's mainly acoustic, and you're on guitar.
Yeah, the thing is, we write all our music because we travel so much, and we bring little guitars because you can't bring a piano, so we write everything on guitar. I'm classically trained pianist and everything, so everything I write tends to start getting weird, and not weird, but just like...
Right, I play piano, so I write as a piano player would think, but to say, a guitar just, brings a different kind of vibe.
I just studied it so much, the theory of it and all that, so when I start writing, I start getting too crazy with things, you know, instead of just a guitar, I'm not very good. So I...
It dumbs it down.
It dumbs it down, and it makes it more catchy and fun, and just, you know, then when we translate it to a piano, but tonight we just kept it on the guitar. And
I've seen you go through a lot of different incarnations.
Yeah,
I've seen you a lot of go through, I mean.
We're doing punk rock,
you
country,
did punk rock,
funk.
You did punk rock, country, you do a little bit of everything, and to see an artist that can really morph himself into what the market wants, not just the market, and I'm not just saying you play towards the market.
No,
that's as an artist, you do a little bit of that.
You have to be aware of that, and you know.
But you also bring an element of as an artist, not as an artist that brings a lot more to the table than someone who's just trying to please the fans. Like for example, this situation tonight where you were sitting there doing an acoustic set, something that you're not normally doing, but to sit there and give a different flavor and a different side of who Frankie Marino is.
Yeah, it was, I mean, honestly, like, I don't get nervous anymore because we always play so, you know, how many thousands of shows have we done? So it's nice to do something a little out there to get the butterflies going again, you know? Like, I'm comfortable playing a guitar at home all day long, but as soon as we start doing it in front of people, I start thinking, I'm going to clam this. I'm going to miss dropping picks.
I've seen you a million times.
Yes. Yeah,
so and it's like, you dropping picks, honestly, you could still make that look good even if you dropped it.
Well,
you
know, it just makes me nervous, and it makes it more fun. You
well,
know, you
got to
have a little bit of that, you know?
That is a very big relief for me because no one's really perfect, and to know that you get nervous a little bit makes me have faith in humanity and for myself that there's hope for me that I should probably start going that route.
it's never nervousness of forgetting words or anything, because I always forget my words, so I just make them up on
the spot. That's good. You made them up on the spot
tonight.
I'm a
songwriter.
You're a songwriter. And you do it very well.
And it's not hitting wrong notes, because you can fix that. It's just something going wrong, like falling off my stool or, you know...
Hey, it's great. It's great to see you sweat a little bit, bro.
Well, you know,
it's
couple drinks, and that's what happens.
You know, that's why we do this. And honestly, anybody who starts doing this sober, and when you've been doing it as long
impossible.
As we have, it's impossible.
Impossible.
It's impossible.
If they say they're sober, they're lying.
They're lying. Everybody has a vice. But once again, I mean, You have a lot of things coming up. I mean, you're signed with Sony now, so you're gonna, so to get out here and do the, you know, the smaller gigs without having to...
Yeah, well, which is funny because, like, for out here, this is some of the biggest stuff we've done. You know, I mean, like, we've been playing little bars. Playing little bars, I met a violin player named Joshua Bell, asked me to play on his record. Did a recording of Eleanor Rigby with him.
Fantastic.
Went number one on the Billboard charts in classical crossover. Started working with Sting, Josh Groban, Chris Bodie, the trumpet player.
Yeah, you need to be with those guys. You're not to be working with
them.
Yeah,
so I got in
those.
That circle because of that. And next thing you know, got a record deal from Sony. We're
doing
out
stuff with Simon Cowell.
Simon
at this
Cowell.
So we're going to be seeing. We look forward to seeing you on the screen.
It's all in the works. They're building the whole thing, and then we're going to just hit it hard. All the TV shows, which
and I
wish it would have been 10 years ago when you know when my face looked a little bit better.
Oh, dude, you still you're doing good, pal. You're hanging in there.
I'm growing.
You can still pass for your mid-20s. Okay, late 20s.
Late 20s.
I'm trying to keep up with you, bro.
I'm hanging.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I'll let you know when you're going south. That's what friends are for.
When I'm going south, then I just become jazz musician.
Yeah. Hey, at least you can go jazz.
Hey, you know.
At least you can go jazz when you need to.
Whatever I got to do so I can keep playing music.
But once again, we look forward to great things from Frank Marino.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure having you on the show. You have a couple other events that you're doing, a symphonic thing with.
I'm doing I write classical music, so I'm working with a chamber orchestra at the Winchester Cultural Center. That's in September. I'm doing some more shows here at the Palms, August 3rd, August 30th.
And it's frankiemarino.com?
Frankiemarino.com.
M-O-R-E-N-O. Not to get confused with the drag queen here in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Like more? No.
More? No. Right.
Facebook. Yeah, Facebook, Twitter.
Aren't we all?
No, all over the place.
All over the place. Yeah. But once again.
Most of the stuff, you know, you have to actually find the stuff that looks like I'm actually doing it because other people are putting up a lot of stuff that don't like me out there, too. So.
That's all right. I'll be posting every day that you cheated on me.
Perfect. Well, you know.
Because I'm here to support the cause.
I just, I'm just leaving my mark.
And so the truth is out. Great. No, don't worry. Frankie's a good guy. You know,
I'm joking.
Wife is cool. But anyways.
Thanks for having me, man.
Pleasure
good
having you on
you.
The show. And let's go drink.
All right, let's drink.
It's Crazy Jay.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Spaz is left to go get drinking. Done. And Rebecca's still here, but we are signing off. It's been an amazing...
This has turned out to be the best show ever. I'm so glad that...
Rick Duarte invited
us the smooth criminal, invited us over because this has been amazing. And I think one of the stars, Frank Marino, left his cookies from One Bite Says It All. But listen, we really need to start thanking some of our sponsors. We need to thank Nikki Stevens over at Method Motivation. She's going to be doing some exercise classes with our children here this Saturday. We've got ZipFizz, who's always a great contender for us.
I want to thank Albertsons for donating freaking 10 cases of bottled water.
10 cases, amazing.
You know, just to, you know, compliment everybody.
Yeah, we've got JP or John Payton over at Cincy Comedy gave me a stack of free tickets. Anthony Cools, of course, he's going to be there donating
VIP
tickets.
We've Nathan Burton's got tickets.
Nathan Burton is going to give us some VIP tickets for his show at the Flamingo. We've got Michael Johns. He's going to be doing
He has a great charity.
Well, yes, also, what's his name of his show? It's over at the Harmon Theater.
Oh, that show.
Oh, yes.
You mean
Michael John.
Hypnosis Unleashed?
Hypnosis Unleashed. Ah, we love Michael Johns. He's donating a lot of stuff. We've got Empire Promotions. They're donating stuff for the from the Sugar Factory. We've got Amy Hart from Amy Hart Live. You guys know her.
She's Whiskey Dicks.
Well, Amy Hart from Amy Hart Live. She's the love guru, and she does the show where she interviews the jocks and all the NBA stars and football stars. She asks them all the hard questions about love, and they actually answer. So we're going to really thank Amy for that. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
Who else? We got TC Rib Crib. We got Vegas Cheesesteaks. Yeah. We got Identity Marketing. They helped us out with our flyers. I mean, we have got so many amazing people. Oh, my gosh. The Tropicana, Nikki Beach. They donated a bottle service and daybed by the pool.
Insert coins. They got a nice raffle prize.
Oh, we have got so many great things. We want to thank all of our sponsors. Of course, we want to thank you, ZipFizz. You've been there since the beginning.
Now, I want to say this because I have done this radio show for almost 20 years.
Yes.
And I love going out and doing the live shows. I've done them when I was in L.A. Had, you know, celebrities show up like Tommy Chong and Deborah Wilson from Mad TV. And
yeah, I love Deborah.
So, things of that nature. And usually I am by myself when I put these events together, when it comes to the promotions, when it comes to getting people out and doing all of that. And, you know, I know Spaz wishes that he could do a lot more with the show, but, you know, he travels. And I honestly can't thank you enough, Rebecca,
for everything you've done.
No, we are going to talk about it because I think it's awesome.
We forgot Wes Buster. It's the Las Vegas Weekly has donated a quarter page to the Rocket Comedy Show Celebrity Go-Kart Race, third annual at Fast Lap, which is off Polaris.
And let's thank Fast Lap. They're giving out a couple of free races for the raffle.
Oh, my gosh. They are giving away so much stuff. And they're right behind the Cosmopolitan, right there on Harmon and Polaris.
Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing place.
We are lucky.
You know, they're gas cards, so they're faster. They can't be controlled by the people behind the wall.
So you go as fast as you want, you can crash, and they can't stop you. And I also want to thank the Trick today that gave me some money to make me through the next week. I want to thank him for that.
And
thank you, Trick.
We've got a lot going on in the next couple of days.
I hope we haven't forgot anybody. Bye, Gordy. I love when all these famous people just stop by the show. All these famous people stop our show because it's so amazing. But I don't want to leave any of our sponsors out. ZipFizz, ZipFizz, ZipFizz.
Yes.
Jägermeister, Lortab. I mean, who else have we forgot? Brought to you by the Comedy Stars.
Whiskey Dick's throwing in $200 of gift certificates to give out for the
John
raffle
Payton
prize.
John Payton from Sin City Comedy. I mean, he gave me a stack of free gift certificates for his comedy show, and that's an amazing show. We love Penny over there.
Not only did Anthony Cools give VIP tickets to a show.
Yeah, not just any ticket, VIP.
VIP tickets to a show. He's also donating some best of DVDs of his show from the last 15 years that he's been doing.
Oh, he's got some good stuff.
And he's got a brand new bar opening up at the Plaza called the Swingers Club. And he's actually now allowed to talk about it. He's kind of talked to
it's been under
us
wraps.
About it. And this bar is amazing because it is going to have dueling pianos in it.
It is.
Not only is it going to have that, but
it's
going to
be the best of everything we love.
It's going to have 9 holes of miniature golf right in the bar, which is why it's called the Swingers Club. And he has given away passes. He's got 4 passes.
When does it open?
It opens after Labor Day weekend.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I don't know if you know, but they're redoing the entire Plaza Hotel. So guess what? Anthony is going to get us passes to his bar, and we're also going to get rooms there because it's the Plaza. And you know what? The Plaza is still going to honor locals and give us inexpensive suites so we can party all downtown and we can do miniature golf.
Speaking of partying, let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap it up.
Everybody
sorry, we could be here all night. We are here alone.
Everybody
it's just us
left.
And the
and,
sound guy.
I want to get ready because it's officially my birthday and tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Jay.
And tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Jay.
We'll save that for tomorrow.
Happy birthday, dear Jay.
Stop. Anyway, tomorrow.
Happy birthday to
tomorrow. We're on Showbus of the Stars, and we're going to party it up.
Love
and,
you, Jay.
And have a lot of fun. And that's going to do it. We'll be back with another episode next time. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a 15-round knockout, the winner and still champion of the world, Crazy Jay! This has been the Rockin' Comedy Show, brought to you this week by the number G and the letter 4. As you leave tonight, don't forget to buckle up and drive safe. Join Jay and Paul again next week when they'll welcome more special guests, more music, more comedy, and more I Can't Get Behind That.
thank you very much and have a good night.